Hello, I'm Jack Arendt with you today to look at the reading for August 23rd. Today we'll be looking at chapters 30 through 33 of the prophet of Jeremiah. And I think that this is one of the most encouraging section of scriptures in Jeremiah. We have the promise of the restoration of the nation of Israel. And even though this right now is the darkest time in their history when they are being carried off into exile, and it looks like they could be extinguished as a nation, God gives promises that he will restore them. I can't help but think that the nations surrounding them, like Moab, Ammon, Philistia, Edom, they would all be also conquered by the Babylonians, and there's no remnant of them left. They've disappeared in the dustbin of history, but the nation of Israel still remains as a people. The Jews remain as a people, as a fulfillment of this of these promises. God indeed restores his people. As we look at this section, there's just one promise after another. And I thought it would be fun to just go through, to kind of scroll through these promises and consider how they've been fulfilled, even to us today. Let's look at some of the high points. There's more than I pulled out, but let's begin with one of the first ones. It says their chains will be broken off. And isn't that true? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. When God comes, he breaks off our chains. It says they will serve the Lord, their God, and David, their king. Now, how could that be? David is long gone. That is fulfilled in Christ. David, their king. Jesus is the son of David. And he, indeed, is the Lord. So we will serve him. It's interesting that those two, that promise is all together. They will have peace and security. My peace I leave with you, said Jesus. They will be disciplined justly. Can't help but think of where the New Testament says, who the Lord loves, he disciplines. Their enemies will be punished. No weapon that formed against you will prosper. They will be healed. Indeed, everywhere Jesus went, he brought healing. They will prosper. God says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. He does prosper us, not always materially, but he prospers us spiritually and with many good gifts. They will sing for joy. God, when the Holy Spirit comes, he brings praise and a song. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to God. They will increase in number. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. They will be honored. It says that in the New Testament, it talks about how that he has made us priests and kings. As we actually part of his family. They will have a leader from their family. Well, he's made us part of his family, and he's our leader. They will belong to God. It said, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we will be, what we shall be. So we are the children of God. We belong to him. They will find rest. Jesus said, you will find rest for your souls. There's more. They will dance with joy. In this portion, it says, the Lord will be their shepherd. Didn't Jesus say, I am the good shepherd? They will sorrow no more. We are told that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. It says, they will be refreshed. And Jesus said, I will give you living water. This is so loaded with great promises, and actually, I think they've been fulfilled in us, his children. And we know that in God's economy, the best is always yet to head for us who believe. And that's what he's telling his children, his people. He says, I'm going to restore, I'm going to bring blessing beyond what you can imagine. So think about some of these promises that he's given us and how they've been fulfilled in Jesus. And rejoice in him today.